A company conducting mineral exploration in the Chilkat Valley recently commissioned an analysis of the Haynes mining economy. Constantine Metal Resources paid for the report from Juneau-based Raincoast Data. It estimates that the mining sector had a $5.2 million economic impact on Haynes in 2016. Much of that comes from Greens Creek and Kensington workers. One of the most obvious contributors to the Haynes mining economy is Constantine's Palmer Project, about 35 miles north of Haynes. It's not yet an active mine, but is in the exploration stage.
I guess we commissioned this study to help kind of put our own numbers in perspective.
Constantine Exploration and Community Manager Liz Cornejo said the company wanted to understand mining's economic impact in Haynes beyond the Palmer Project.
I had a good understanding of our own numbers, but I didn't have a good understanding of what the whole sector kind of was in Haynes.
So Constantine reached out to Raincoast Data Director Melanie Shivens. Shivens has previously done reports on Haynes' arts economy and Southeast Alaska's economic changes.
Mining as an industry is twice as significant, twice as important to the Haynes economy as it is to the overall Southeast Alaska economy, even though you don't have any mines in active production there.
Shivens calculated that the mining sector contributed $5.2 million and almost 100 jobs to the Haynes economy in 2016. That includes 79 mining industry jobs and 19 from the multiplier effect, that is, jobs created by the money mine workers spend in Haynes. Haynes mining jobs are diverse. The majority come from Constantine locally and Greens Creek and Kensington mines in the Juneau borough. But there are also a number of road builders and drillers who support mining activity, a handful of placer miners, and local TV production crew for Discovery Channel's Gold Rush. In 2016, Constantine had a hand in providing paychecks for 39 Haynes residents. Most of those jobs are seasonal. The Raincoast Data report says the direct earnings of Constantine employees were about $500,000. Factoring in indirect impacts of Constantine's spending brings the number to $1.3 million. But it's two outside mines that provide year-round employment that contributed the highest dollar amount to the Haynes economy.
The most significant sort of economic contributor in the mining sector was those workers at Kensington and Greens Creek mines who are actually able to live in Haynes and commute to Kensington and Greens Creek.
Last year, they employed 26 Haynes residents who earned an estimated $2.7 million.
They're able to have those really high-paying dollar jobs and bring those wages and salaries home back to Haynes, and that ended up being really a significant contributor in the overall economy.
Shivan says the about $100,000 average salary of Greens Creek and Kensington workers helps the mining sector account for a larger piece of Haynes' workforce earnings than she expected.
It turns out that mining is 8% of all employment earnings in Haynes last year, which I thought that was a pretty dramatic finding, personally. I was blown away by that finding, because if you look at Southeast Alaska as a whole, mining is 4% of all wages in Southeast Alaska.
Constantine's Cornejo says the impact Greens Creek and Kensington workers have on the Haynes economy surprised her.
It sort of also highlights the potential for Haynes in the future if the Palmer Project were to become an operating mine, just what that could mean as far as wages locally in Haynes.
But the head of a local conservation organization says the report does not address the potential environmental consequences of a Palmer Project mine.
The real point is that there none of the hidden costs to mining are included in this report. For example, long-term cleanup.
Lynn Canal Conservation's Eric Hawley says the report focuses on the jobs mining creates without considering the negative impact they could have on other people's jobs, including fishermen and tour operators if watersheds are contaminated. To see the full report, check out this story at khns.org. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.